Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to E-Ticket to Broadway, where Broadway meets Main Street. Here's your host, my pal, David Alpert.
Welcome to this Park Hopper episode of E-Ticket to Broadway. I'm joined today by my dear friend, Broadway star Kate Reinders, who is also a big fancy Disney Plus star, appearing as Miss Jen on High School Musical, the musical, the series. We'll be right back with Kate to chat all things Disney.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Kate, welcome back to E-Ticket. I always love our time together. This is the very first Park Hopper episode, and of the more than 50 guests on E-Ticket to Broadway, you are the guest that I've known the longest, so it only makes sense to start with you. So thank you for joining once
again. Wait, I'm sorry. I thought it was because I am your favorite.
That is also accurate.
Thank you.
I have 50-plus favorite people.
My Old friends.
No, we had such a blast. We talked back in 2020, believe it or not, when we were all starting pandemic.
Oh, I remember.
Stuff. But what's different with these are going to be live episodes. I'm not editing this. So unless, you know, we say something terrible.
Phew, thank you.
But it's also like, we're going to talk date specific. So like today is January 28th, 2023.
Yeah, it is.
I can share that the Disney 100 celebration just kicked off. Did you know this? Just yesterday.
No.
Yeah. Disney 100, 100 years of the Walt Disney Company. I mean, I'm probably saying
it's
that
almost as old as our friendship.
That's right. Yes. Roy and Walt, and then Kate and David. We have to start off by asking, we have to ask Kate, who are you wearing today?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm wearing a Mickey Mouse Target shirt, and I am wearing a theory jacket, actually, that has been snagged from High School Musical. This was a Miss Jen season 2 photo shoot outfit. If you recall, we had really cute, like, pink outfits on a red background. And I think my thing, I was like walking real cool. Anyway, this is that jacket. And then of course I have my most important item, which is my Mickey ears.
Yes, Disneyland Mickey ears. I am actually pulling out, this is from, I think 10 years ago. This is a Peter Pan hat from the Mad Hatter with my name in the back.
Oh.
You have to have that.
I love it.
Yeah. As a redhead, we love Peter Pan, but also Kate and I were in a production of Peter Pan.
In a production of Peter Pan. Neither of us were actually Peter Pan.
No.
But beside the point.
I was Curly, the lost boy.
I was Wendy. Wendy. And she sang.
Angela Darling. And it was the Bernstein version, which is beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Wendy sang.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I remember saying to the director, I don't want to be Wendy. I want to be Peter. And he said, Kate, I need you to sing. And then how do you say no to that? I was like, okay, I love you.
You were great.
Peter, Peter. I remember that song. Remember?
You have a smudge on your face. I remember that.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, yeah.
You remember better than I do.
I'm a show queen. Mm-hmm. Hold for applause. So a quick touch base before we jump into this park hopper specifically. We got into it on your episode of E-Ticket to Broadway, but can you tell me a favorite Disney character of yours?
Yes. I love Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
I love Ariel.
Good.
I love, I have to say though, I'm starting to... I mean, as there are more, I love Mirabelle.
Oh. Huh?
Don't you? From Encanto?
Yeah. Yeah. I love you covered, like, and, so many eras of Disney with that answer.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're all good.
They're all good. And what about a favorite Disney parks attraction?
Well, I love the Little Mermaid ride.
Oh.
I do. I also love Cars Land because now with Luke, I have this deep appreciation for Cars. Plus, we do lots of car improv work during the week. I'm working on my different voices and accents. He still tries to make me Sally all the time, which I don't. I just really don't want him to pigeonhole me like that.
Sure, I understand. You have range.
He needs Although to- I was a Porsche. Did you like that? Get that? Oh, something rotten, Porsche.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. And you shared a video with me when I saw you just a couple weeks ago for a lovely breakfast reunion in Muskegon, Michigan.
Yeah.
And there was a lovely video at IHOP. Shout out to IHOP. Sponsor me, please. Can you imagine if IHOP
sponsor our lives, please.
Yes, please? I want that French toast. That you showed me a fun video of Luke on Radiator Racers with you. And it was so sweet.
Oh, it was sweet until he was terrified. Yeah. He was so excited because he was finally tall enough. And, but then, you know, we went in there and it's louder kind of and darker than you remember. And then it started going faster and faster and his face went from a smile to a grimace to a, I want to get off. But you know, there's no, you can't, sorry, honey.
No, I know.
And I tried to shield him and hold him, but then he was crying and screaming at the end. But if you ask him now, he really liked it.
Yeah, it's great. I remember I took my mom on it recently, and you always do single rider for Cars if you don't have a small child to accompany.
Absolutely, so
I was like,
you
I was
do.
Like, hey, mom, we'll see you on the other side. And she got off the ride. She was like, that was fast. I was like, it is fast. It really does go quickly. So before we pull our conversation, make sure you're following the podcast on Instagram at eTicket to Broadway. So Kate, for these Park Hopper episodes, we're going to pull our conversation from this magical, dopey Loungefly backpack to just give us something to talk about a little bit. Okay. So there's some prompts in here. You notice that I have two dopey Loungefly backpacks.
I was going to say, you have some dopey going on behind you.
I love dopey. If you're new to E-Ticket to Broadway, you'll learn, you hear that a lot. Okay. So I guess I've got prompts. You just tell me when to stop and I'll pull one on you.
What? Oh, stop. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I grabbed one. Okay, Kate, we're going to talk for a little bit about...
How do I know that you're not lying? What is it? Oh, I see. Oh, Disney princesses.
Oh my gosh.
What about them?
So let's just have a quick chat about Disney princesses. Wow. Okay, so you mentioned Ariel.
Disney princesses. Ariel.
Is she...
You know, I recently watched for the first time Wreck-It Ralph. Or is it Wreck-It Ralph 2? One of the Wreck-It Ralphs, when they have all the princesses together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I thought it was the funniest, best section ever because all the girls were there with their voices and, the girls doing the voices. And things you don't think about, like they said, oh, do you not have a mother? And do you have an animal sidekick? And all the things that were actually the same, which I guess I knew, but I didn't know. But yeah, I just loved it. I loved all the princesses together. Yeah. It was like happy moment and then next happy moment. And I just was gleeful.
That was a great, I remember that. That was really fun. And like, even though it's not CGI, it's like, it's not hand-drawn animation in Wreck-It Ralph, but so you're seeing them totally different, but I loved how clever that section was.
Yeah. And no, because then you were like, there's Jodie Benson. There's Kristen Bell. Oh, yeah. I think Adina.
I think
everybody's
so.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think Ariel is your favorite Disney princess?
Well, Ariel was my first Disney princess because Little Mermaid is the first movie I saw in the movie theaters at all with my dad, who, he brought me. And of course that was like, I had the VHS and I would just watch it over and over and I learned the song and I sang the song like everybody.
Yeah.
I know I'm not, unique in that, but yeah. So I've always loved her. And, but I mean, I also love Sleeping Beauty and I made my mom make me have, did I tell that story already?
We did. I think you showed that it snowed in Michigan.
It snowed and I had a turtleneck underneath it. I love Disney princesses.
I of course love them. I think my favorite is Snow White, the OG, specifically because of Dopey. I think I just love her. Even though when you watch that movie again, she perhaps lacks integrity. She kind of just like that movie is.
This is the thing though, David, don't blame the princess. Okay. It's not her fault.
I'm just saying like Snow White is the queen's movie. Like she's the one that makes.
Oh, yes.
Unlike say Beauty and the Beast where Belle is like, she makes decisions. She changes the course. You know, I want to go back to Snow White and be like, what do you want, Snow White? Like, what's going on?
Honestly. Yeah, seriously. She's like, I don't want to do all this housework, first of all. Right. Secondly, it is cold in this glass casket.
There's a theory that she actually like dies. This is too dark. But there's a fan theory that actually dies and that she's in a coffin and that the prince represents death and like takes her away to heaven. I know. And I was
but heaven? I feel like normally doesn't that go like if he were to take her away? Oh, you mean like he's an angel sent to take her to heaven?
Yeah, because like
not like
just like the castle on a cloud. Shout out to Les Mis. Like the final imagery is that. So it's like, is that? But I don't. I think that's overthinking it a little much.
I don't know.
Me overthinking.
Maybe.
Disney movie? Now, what about like, do you think that the Disney princesses, like, is there one that you relate to? Or you're like that one, or I just really love that. Like, do you feel like you are like Ariel or you just love her?
No, I think that actually, I think I might be more like Belle, except she was the prettiest one in town. So aside from that,
you were just the most gorgeous girl in Spring Lake.
No, I was a late bloomer as you remember, but I was a bookworm.
Yeah.
And then, whatever. I was just going to make a joke about being locked up with a beast.
But I think like Ariel, as you know, for many of us, 1989 hit us at a time and it was so exciting. And I think just the magic of, Howard Ashman and Alan Menken as well, that movie hit hard and people love Ariel, truly.
Well, yeah, she wants something more.
No big deal.
I mean, listen, we were in Michigan. Of course we wanted something more. No Jody offense, Benson. Michigan. Love you.
I know. We love you. Jodie Benson was so kind and actually did an episode of E-Ticket. And I got to hear her talk about all of that. And it was it was fascinating. It was so cool because she embodies that Disney princess spirit, just full of love and joy and wonder. Here's a question that I like to ask. You know how Ariel like signs the scroll when Ursula's like, sign your name on the scroll. And she's like, Ariel. And then she loses her voice. And then she's on land. And Eric's like, what's your name? I was like, Ariel, just write it down. Like, why don't you just write it
down?
Thank
you. I have also thought that before. And also, like, why did we give up on charades so quickly?
Right. Like, I don't know.
Can we? Oh, no. But when she starts to say, my voice, I'm the girl who saved you.
Oh, I get it.
I feel like she could have gone a little further with that.
I agree. We need to have a round table with the Disney princesses and be like, let's review. And this is how to improve it for next time. Now, when it comes to Disney princesses in the parks, do you ever get your photographs with the princesses?
When we went to Disney World for our honeymoon, we went to the lunch at the castle. And I got my picture with all the Disney princesses, and I kind of have never been happier. But the person I see in the parks that I really freak out about and kind of start following in a semi-creepy way is always Mary Poppins. I love Mary Poppins.
Yeah, she's great in the parks too. Super friendly.
Oh, yeah.
And even though she's not a Disney princess, she's iconically.
That's what I'm saying. She's not technically a Disney princess, but she, I loved even before Little Mermaid even existed.
Right. I remember on your episode, we talked a little bit about Votes for Women and the fact that that's an overlap with Broadway, that the woman that originated Winifred Banks was Desiree Armfeldt.
Glynis Johns.
That's right. So it's a very
and that she was in While You Were Sleeping. We talked about that too, right?
Yes, of course. Yes. Which there was Oscar buzz for your performance in While You Were Sleeping.
I think it's still buzzing.
Yeah, I think it's still buzzing. Okay, so anything else about Disney princesses we want to talk about? We love them. You've dressed up. When was the last time? Have you dressed up as a Disney princess besides Sleeping Beauty when you were a kid?
No. Oh yeah. I was Cinderella on Modern Family.
Oh yes.
And I would dress up as a Disney princess every time I go to the parks, but we're not allowed to.
You're right.
So I'm bound.
Halloween thing. You could, Disney bound.
But it's not the same. I mean, I would fully, because I think I can rock like a size 14, 16 and girls.
Yep.
So, I mean, I could get those outfits. I could get those dresses at Target if they would let me wear them.
I think we have to go during Halloween at some point just so you can live that dream. I would love it.
Thank you. Yes.
Disney princesses, we love them. So we're also going to, on these Park Hopper episodes, I'm going to shine a spotlight on some of the merch that's in the store. There's a new, I'm going to show you, Kate, what it looks like, but there's a new merch design in the E-Ticket to Broadway shop. So, Kate, do you remember those like New York City plastic bags in the grocery stores that say thank you? Those iconic.
Yes.
Yeah. So we, with Jess Siswick, who does a lot of artwork, we've got this great new design called Show Tunes and Mickey Balloons. And it's for that overlap of Broadway, which is what we love on E-Ticket to Broadway. We love
it.
We love Mickey balloons. So this design is available in many colors, like Joseph's coat, in shirts and mugs. And since we don't support plastic waste, we like that design on shirts that you can bring to the park. Kate, do you have any show tunes that you love? Like, I love, I love so many show tunes. But can you name one that you
love? I mean, that's the thing. It's like, how many do I sing in a day? It depends what's happening, what pops in my head. But there's always a song for something, for everything.
I mean, you've already sung Peter from Peter Pan by Leonard Bernstein. But I think you're also a Sondheim fan, I think. Didn't you share that?
I am. I am. Oh, yeah. I mean, how many times do you go excited and scared? Like every day.
Yes, good. Yes.
Right?
That's the thing. Like, we forget, like, for those of us that are, this E-Ticket to Broadway community, which is we love Broadway, we love the Disney theme parks, that even like walking down Main Street and you hear Oklahoma and you hear Hello Dolly, it's like you want to turn to everyone around you and be like, I know what that's from. Yeah. Right?
Oh, the Surrey with the Fringe on top.
Yes. As you're walking down, you're like, this is Rodgers and Hammerstein. They're like, we just wanted
you. It's not actually Disney, guys, but it's the same love.
It's the same love. Right? It's E-Ticket to Broadway. Do you ever buy Mickey balloons when you're in the park?
No, I don't. But you know what? Why don't I?
Well, we didn't because it was like, what are you going to do with it the next day? It's going to deflate. You can't bring it in a suitcase back
to Michigan. Well, you sort of need a stroller to tie it on, right?
They're just so
iconic. Which I've had. So why haven't I gotten a balloon?
You need to go.
Well, to the now I have something to live for, David.
That's right. We got to get you in a Target princess outfit. We need to get you a Mickey balloon.
Yes.
Well, anyway, that design, take a look at www.eticketpodcast.com/shop. There's a lot of great colors of shirts. There's tank tops, sweatshirts, t-shirts, mugs.
So you can have layers, especially for the day in the park, because it can get hot, but then it can get cold.
Yes. And then sometimes you want like,
gotta be ready.
This like Mickey Mouse sweatshirt you just need, but, there's a lot of other great.
No, I have that sweatshirt and I bought it at night. In Disneyland, because what? I got cold.
Yeah. It gets cold in the desert, as my dad always said.
Yeah. So you always, you either bring layers or you got to buy them.
What I like about this one is it's just Disneyland, not Disneyland Resort, which the branding has shifted slightly. And I love that. Just call it Disneyland. Don't call it the Disneyland Resort. This is not
resort. I guess I was wrong. No, I never said resort.
Check that merch because sometimes it says resort.
Oh,
these are the things that keep me up.
Just gotta take a Sharpie to it. I will not.
Yeah. Well, Kate, thank you for joining us for this brief park hopper episode. It's always a joy to talk with you, especially about Disney.
Oh, I loved park hopping with you.
I know park hopping. That's fun. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok and give Kate all of your love on social media. She's on Instagram. She's great. She posts a lot.
I don't do it enough. I'm terrible.
Well, maybe you can post a photo of you at Target. It's just you at Target.
In the morning after I drop Luke off with my Starbucks, pushing the cart because it's the only place open that early.
I love Target though.
Oh, no, it's the best. That's why I have to go.
Oh my gosh.
It's the only consolation prize for being up that early.
And like, they know that we like it because then like Target stores started having like a Disney store within it. It's like, God, you know your audience.
Yeah, they do.
It's really bad.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kate. Thank you everyone for listening and we'll see you at the parks.
Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.